It's tough. You know, you can't hear anything. I've never played in the Superdome, but I played some loud ball games. And it's definitely a challenge for an offensive line and the whole offense. They're going to be loud down there, and we're prepared for it.
Does that give more emphasis to stick to the game plan, study a little more, because a lot of the times you're going to be calling audibles?
I think the emphasis is just on communicating in the huddle, you know, getting the call from Ryan and then us communicating. This is a situation where we're going to have to overly communicate. You know, we're going to have to talk from inside out and make sure everyone's on the same page.
How has Rob Ryan made his mark on that defense?
You know, Rob Ryan, he's multiple. He does a lot of different stuff. He really challenged you, you know, during the week to prepare for him because they do so much stuff. There's guys moving around everywhere. It's really on us to get ID'd and figure out what he's trying to do to us.
I mean, all the sacks are not on the offensive line. Some running back, some Tannehill, some holding on too long. I'm pacing for about 75. How disconcerting is that number? I'm sure it's been discussed.
I've heard more about the pass protection this last 2 weeks than anything else. And, you know, it's something where the whole team is responsible for pass protecting. The water boys are responsible for pass protecting. We've got to make sure we have water. So, you know, it's one of those things where he's taking a lot of sacks, but he's not taking a lot of hits. We really got to protect better. It's always a thing where, you know, we have 10 guys doing their job and one guy not doing it at a particular time, and it kind of blows things up for us. So, you know, we're working hard. It's really just about fundamentals. It's about guys locking in and being better.
The whole league is on pace for the most sacks ever. I mean, what does that say about the NFL right now?
You know, it's a passing league. You know, it's a pass first now. You know, it's a quarterback-driven league. And pass protection, it's tough, you know, because defenses really line up everywhere. You know, defenses, you know, you have three down linemen, four down linemen. You have guys walking around everywhere. So I think, you know, there's a lot of breakdowns mentally. Just in getting lined up. And then, you know, it's tough to pass protect one-on-one. You know, those guys are obviously paid over there as well, and they're professional pass rushers. We're professional pass blockers. So, you know, there just comes a point where you got to draw a line in the sand and say, you know, you're not going to get by me.
How many more cliches can we get in one sound bite?
Do you want me to punch you in the face?
That's not a cliche.
A cliche is your hair. I mean, that's terrible.
Hey, what's the key with the New Orleans defense? What do they do the best that you guys have the key? What's the best thing they do?
The best thing they do is get pressure on the quarterback. They stop the running and pressure the quarterback. I think this is by far the most talented group we faced up front. Their front seven is big, it's physical, and it's definitely going to be a challenge for us.
Did Atlanta surprise you? They only had two sacks coming in. With their pressure, was it something you didn't really see coming?
No, we know that Atlanta's got a talented front. They got Babineau over there, and they got OC, who's been a great pass rusher for a long time. So we knew they had it in them. You know, it's something where, you know, it's one on ones. That's what it comes down to.